This is the WFG National Title Insider Report, your weekly download on the market, featuring industry experts, thought leadership, and what's trending to keep you informed and ahead of the market. In this episode, Thomas Cronkwright, CEO of Sun Title in Grand Rapids, Michigan, joins us. Tom shares his personal experience with wire fraud and how he confronted the criminals, founding Certified, and is now helping others in the real estate industry to prevent fraud. You've got quite a story to share with us. Before we talk about fraud and the innovations you've made, maybe give us the backstory on your real estate career and your company.
No, thanks, Brian, and thanks for having me on. Really appreciate the opportunity. We've got quite a history in the real estate and title industry. Just quickly, I started my career along with my business partner as an attorney in the corporate practice group of a large law firm here in West Michigan. From there, we started a title company, Sun Title, which has grown to be one of the largest in the state of Michigan. We founded that in 2005 and actually founded Certified, a wire fraud prevention technology in response to a wire fraud incident that we had at the title company in 2015. So been in the industry a while and love the industry. And now, you know, we're still operating and growing the title company, but we've ventured on this this new mission, if you will, to help others prevent what we had to go through when we lost nearly $200,000 a few years ago.
Now, tell me about that. What happened?
Yeah, what happened was it was a commercial transaction. So we do residential and commercial transactions at Sun Title. We got an order for the sale of a gas station on the southeast side of town. We took in a check for a certified check, and I'll put certified in quotes, for $185,000. And in response, we were asked to wire 180 of that 185 to what we thought was the seller. As it turns out, the fraudsters had impersonated the buyer. And once we wired the funds over to the seller, that cashier's check, that's why I say it in quotes, actually bounced. So from that standpoint, we were out $180,000 overnight. And it was a crazy multi-year story that developed because we had no idea who was kind of behind the curtain as that unfolded during our recovery efforts.
Okay, so let's stop there. I want to ask you, obviously, that when that first happened, I mean, you're dying, right? You're like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? What was the first thing you did?
It's one of those, and I really hope and pray it never happens to anyone listening, but it's such an intense moment when you learn that there is a fraud that hit your organization, that time, and I'll remember it forever, that time and information starts to come in frames where it just slows down and you're taking this almost visually, even though somebody's explained it to you. And in my case, my executive assistant was explaining it to me as I stepped out of one of our offices and she was reading into me what was going on. What we did is we just sprang into action. There was no roadmap there. You know, there's a lot of tooling that's been built with the FBI and the Secret Service and others to help companies like ours have a chance of recovery, but there was simply nothing. So the first instance, we got on the phone with our bank and explained to them what was going on. Then we immediately contacted our litigation counsel and had them start to finish some drafts and pleadings so we could get an injunction so that the money, if it was moving between banks, could be frozen. And then we start the conversation to pull those funds back. But I would just say that it was certainly the most intense experience that we had professionally and even personally. So it's something that you don't want to have happen, but if it does, you really have to know where to pivot and how to start that recovery effort immediately.
And the next question everybody's wondering, listening to this, is did you get the money back?
Yeah. So if you assume that my time is worth zero and our litigation lawyers work for free, we had a pretty good recovery. We were able to get back 140 of the 180,000. What was interesting is it left a large money center bank in Grand Rapids. It was transferred into an account in New York. Waiting in New York was a professional money launderer that had flown in from Germany for the sole purpose of just taking the money out of that account and sending three wires down to Texas. For that exercise, she was paid, we were told, about $20,000 and then went back to Germany. So then now we're litigating in Texas and we're trying to just put a hold on the subsequent transfers of these funds. All told, our recovery and our wire, I should say, spanned seven different countries. We're involved in our fraud, and we were actually called to testify by the Department of Justice in what was the 33rd conviction of the syndicate that they broke up. So we essentially were testifying against it was a pair of brothers, the brother that was kind of second in command of this very large cyber syndicate operating out of North America. It was actually operating out of Canada. I was a lead witness in that trial. And then ultimately, his brother was expedited and he pled out in Tampa about a year and a half ago. So super intense. The whole thing was just a really super intense experience.
This sounds like this might be a movie or something, but you're living it, right? And it's not, you know, it's drama, but it's not the kind of drama you want to be dealing with in the midst of trying to run your business. And obviously you don't know as you're going through this that you're going to get a penny back, right?
There were actually hits taken out on the lives of witnesses. So as I was approaching not only grand jury testimony for the international the papers to get him extradited into the U.S., but also, you know, the live trial, we actually arranged a protective detail just from a safety perspective. So that took it to a whole nother level of now it's personal and you're concerned about your safety and security and all this stuff. But it plays out kind of like a nightmare for a title agent or an attorney. That's how it played out in our life. But I tell you this, we do live with the principle that everything happens for a reason. And some of the most intense experiences, I think, are opportunities or wake-up calls. And that's really what led us to pivot to try to help the industry with the solutions we created. So I don't want to go through it again, but at the same time, I guess I wouldn't trade the experience either, because had it not happened at the timing and the sequence that it did, we probably wouldn't be in business as a title agency, because we'd be able to thwart so many attempts based on what we learned.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story. I mean, you go from guys ripping you off to then they want to kill you and they took your money. I mean, it doesn't get any crazier than that. So you come through this, you recovered a big chunk of it. So that's great to hear. You take some lessons moving forward. And then, I mean, you didn't have to share this or attempt to fix it. Why'd you decide to do that?
I would say my partner Lawrence and I live by just a principle that, necessity really is the mother of invention and ingenuity. And our fraud simply blindsided us. I guess that's the best way to describe it. We were thankful that it was only 180. It could have been 1.8 million or 18 million. And there's a number that we couldn't have recovered from if it was that large. So when you have that kind of a stark moment in your career, you think you're doing everything right. You think you got the best policies and procedures. Your employees are trained. You know, you got all these widgets, in your banking system. And then you just get clobbered. And what we identified, and I think it was our thesis was correct because Certified's doing so well now, is that you can't process and procedure your way around this type of risk because they're using so much technology against us. And that's what we saw the holes to say. It doesn't matter how many hours or tens of thousands of dollars we put in training and in building up a manual process, we need technology that drives a different level of insight. We need to reframe how we're approaching this risk with a tech-enabled process. And what we found was companies, banking, the government, healthcare, there were technologies out there that, while they might not have been solving for exactly the same type of fraud or the same type of risk, we drew parallels, and then that's how we ultimately assembled the platform Certified. So it's a great, great question. I appreciate it.
Well, it's interesting because most people would just try to avoid it, right? And that's that has been the I guess the game plan or lack thereof in the industry has been just avoid this. Let's just try not to go there and hope it doesn't happen and put up some walls and some safeguards. You're leaning into it here. Tell us what you came up with.
Yeah, what we came up with, I agree with you. I mean, it's something that I wish we didn't have to talk about. I wish it, you know, Bruce from WFG has coined the phrase best, is that the industry had the luxury of security through obscurity. And what I mean by that, and he explains it well, is that at the end of the day, they didn't know what we did. They didn't know how much money we moved in real estate transactions. And I think they really started to profile the industry during the recession, 2012, 2013. We saw some plays running in 14 and 15. And then they started to really get in and refine their playbook and their processes, the fraudsters I'm describing. And now they're just, you know, they're running away with, you know, billions of dollars in scams. So yeah, I wish we didn't have to talk about it. What we did is we looked at it differently and we said, okay, what could we do to enable our employees and ultimately any employee of any law firm or title company on their busiest, most distracted, stressful moment when they're either asked to wire funds out of an account or they're asked to share their wiring information so that funds can come in. So we looked at, so our premise, right, our hypothesis is that if we could properly validate the identity of two people in real time, and then we could enable the secure exchange of wiring instructions, right? So, Brian, you're a buyer. How can I confirm your identity and make sure that I safely put into your hands the wiring instructions for your upcoming closing? Or on the flip side, I just closed the file, you know, and John Doe needs a wire. How do I validate that I'm communicating with John Doe before I send, you know, the net proceeds wire to him? So through real-time identity verification, we use device analysis. So we can look into a device up near 100 attributes, everything from geolocation to usage velocity to IP addresses. And it's really great technology. And then we create this instantaneous exchange of this information outside of text messaging and email. So, but again, recap simply, you're dealing with the right person and you instantaneously and securely exchange this information that somebody then relies on. And right now we kind of took it a step further before we launched in the summer of 18, where we actually guarantee each wire up to $1 million if Certified is used.
Wow.
So that provides the assurance that, one, our platform does what it says it does, but it also creates what I think is a compelling risk mitigation offering for the title industry at a very low cost to say, you know, we got you on this. Let us help.
Boy, that is really remarkable. Now, I'm certain that you are very busy with this offering. I mean, you've got your, let's call it your day job in real estate, right? You've got your title company, and now you have something that is extremely valuable in the settlement services industry. And I would imagine you're a pretty popular guy now.
Yeah, I mean, I've migrated a vast majority of 90% of my time plus is on Certified now. We've got a phenomenal team of almost a dozen full-time people now. between engineering and support and in sales. And it's just another close friend of mine, Tyler Adams, came on as a co-founder, and he and I have history back into working for a Fortune 100 company together. So it's been really busy days. And what we're excited about is just even this year, we had Lloyd's of London acknowledge the platform to offer more E&O coverage as certified as used. And we've actually now launched the country's only solution that allows a consumer to make a choice of whether or not they want to protect their own funds. So we call it our fraud protection plan. And why that's significant is right before they receive wiring instructions on their device, they're given an education about wire fraud and the option to spend a few dollars and actually get additional protection for them as a consumer. And all these things start to place, and I think in a proper way, where the liability of this should lie, right? So from a buyer perspective, we're just actually finishing a white paper on litigation and wire fraud. The consumers need to be educated, but ultimately it's up to them to follow our instructions. Don't take the phone call. Don't get tricked with the email. I mean, we gave you the information and we told you that this is the only set of wiring instructions that you can trust and they won't change, right? And if they get tricked, we're just seeing time and time again that the title company gets named in the lawsuit and has to either pay on a judgment or pay their way out just to settle it for cost of defense. So that's been fun to watch, and we've helped consumers. Part of that offering is helping consumers that if they do get tricked, to help them recover funds or their bank made a mistake, we've been able to, you know, to help them along the way. So yeah, I don't sleep much. I haven't slept much anyway in my life. But I tell people I never slept less and prayed more than I have the last 36 months.
I bet. Well, now talk about this. I'm curious too. A lot of questions here. And I know a lot of folks downloading this same thing. What's the time frame, you know, if a fraudster gets your money that you have to recover? I mean, are you talking hours, minutes? What is that process?
We have a white paper on our site called When Minutes Matter, and it is the kind of leading white paper or resource on wire fraud recovery. And I think we wrote it a little over a year ago, almost a year and a half ago, and it's minutes or hours now. So I'll give you an example. Just between Memorial Day and 10 days after, I was brought into 4 fraud recoveries. Okay. None related to certified or the failure certified. These were insurance companies or underwriters saying, hey, can you just help? We know you got connections. And we do. We've got connections with federal law enforcement that we've developed over the years and during our trial, with the whole Nigerian syndicate. Anyway, you're talking about needing to initiate now this sequence within 24 hours. And I used to say 72 hours, but we're ratcheting that back. And the reason is simply this: a wire transfer is immediate. Unlike a certified check or an ACH even that could be recalled, a wire transfer, when it lands an account, can immediately be transferred. So typically what they do is they launder what's called money muling, and they're monitoring this account in real time, because they know where the money's headed. They're not going to send somebody a bad account to try to scam them. The money's going to land. And then they immediately start to launder that money into subsequent accounts or convert it into cashier's checks or cash or whatever. So one of the examples I'll give you was that money gets transferred from bank A to bank B. There was somebody that had an online relationship with someone overseas, or so this person thought, and was instructed to pull out a cashier's check within a couple hours of that money landed. For $100,000 was this cashier's check. And then was asked to issue a second subsequent cashier's check for the remaining balance. So think of it that they have this. What you don't realize is that the the trickery to get someone to believe they're sending it to the right account, but it ends up being a fraudster is one thing. The elaborate network of muling the money to avoid detection is a whole different thing. And that's what we probably learned most about when we got done with our experience and what we're seeing in certified in real time is you really have no idea until you're brought behind the curtain on how much effort they're putting in for these scams. And that's why right now, I mean, some of them are converting to cryptocurrency. So here's the deal. If you convert from US dollars to crypto and then to another fiat currency a day later, your chance of recovery, I'm not saying it's zero, but it's point something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's point something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they know. So they're taking advantage of that. But that's why it's frustrating because you walk into a closing room, and I hear stories all the time where, oh, well, I didn't get your wire yet. Well, what do you mean, says the buyer? And the escrow officer says, no, it hasn't showed up yet. Did you send it this morning? I say, what? I sent it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
You emailed me 2 weeks ago. And there's just no chance at that point.
I am honestly speechless just to even hear that. I mean, because that's the point is, if you don't know, you've been scammed, right? Within, as you said, a very short window of time now. I mean, two weeks, let alone 2 days now, right? I mean,
right.
I mean, you're toast.
Toast. No, no. So, like you say, it goes from bank A to bank B, and then from there, they will splinter out. Look at ours. It went from Grand Rapids to New York to Texas immediately in 3 separate accounts. Well, the complexity legally to then just now I'm dealing with, you know, 5 banks rather than 2 banks, the initiating bank and the receiving bank, right? And
yeah,
and it just becomes a weave that, I mean, it's very challenging, but like you say, you got to jump on it right away.
Definitely appreciate you joining us and sharing your insight.
I appreciate it. And one last bit of a token of advice I would give folks. We are seeing more activity this year in light of COVID and the distancing. And there's just the weirdness, right, that we find ourselves in right now. But they see that as an advantage. And if anything, just really making sure that your processes and procedures and frankly the culture of your organization is allowing the space that your people need and your customers need to check in before money is transferred. And we're always here. So if there's an opportunity to have this conversation and we can come alongside any company in the United States to help and protect them from this threat. So
thanks to Tom Cronkright, CEO of Certified, for joining us. And thank you for partnering with WFG. To learn more about our unique process, systems, and technology, visit WFGagent.com. And to gain access to cost-effective solutions for your agency, visit WFGblocks.com.